Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Russia may be preparing to go to war with the United States. That's the headline, and Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon will have more information and details on this headline in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Am I incorrect in saying that Russia has threatened to shoot down any U.S. aircraft over Syria with this latest outburst?
Well, there was certainly a nuanced statement that I interpreted exactly as you said, Jimmy, that Russian general speaking for the defense ministry in Moscow said, look, you know, we moved that equipment into Syria to guard our interests and our service members, and we don't want to see a repeat of what's happened in the past. The complexity of the battlefield in the entire region just gets ratcheted up, it seems, almost every day. And Russia, of course, meanwhile, has said that one of the outcomes to the broken agreement that we had over Syria is a suspension of the plutonium agreement that we had with Moscow. And there's evidence, I believe, that they'll continue to back out of even the 2011 New START agreement that, you know, limited nuclear warheads as well as platforms for launching that. And, oh, by the way, over the last 6 months, the Russians have increased the number of deployed nuclear weapons. These times are indeed precarious.
Yes, I heard that hundreds of nuclear weapons are now included in Russia's nuclear arsenal, and they've done that just recently. That's breaking that agreement, and indeed, that's arming the Russians with a capability to follow through with whatever they may threaten.
You know, one of the things I talk about, of course, is the balance or the imbalance and the growing sophistication of the Russian nuclear forces. They've invested heavily in modernizing their warheads as well as their ballistic missile systems, their cruise-launched systems, their submarines over the last decade. And this, of course, is part of Putin's desire to reemerge as a world power.
Talk to me. I read an article, Minutes to Midnight. War is possible between Russia and the United States. What are your thoughts?
It is possible. It would be limited, I would argue, but these times are very different and very starkly, I think, frightening.
Colonel Bob McGinnis at the Pentagon with a very sobering report. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Russia will go to war in the last days as they lead a coalition of nations to go against the Jewish state of Israel. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Psalm 83, Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 and following, and Ezekiel chapter 38 all foretell the alignment of nations which will be formed to go against the Jewish state to wipe them off the earth. Saber rattling between Russia and the United States is tangible evidence that this could happen very quickly. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...